This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Susanna Phillips is back this summer at the Santa Fe Opera. Susanna began her Santa Fe experience as an apprentice in 2004. Then she went on to the main stage in The Magic Flute in 2006 and to Così fan tutte, Don Giovanni, and The Marriage of Figaro. Since then, she's sung at the Metropolitan Opera, at Lincoln Center with the New York Philharmonic, and in the studio with Fred Child on Performance Today. Saturday night, Susanna sings The Countess again when the restaging of The Marriage of Figaro opens in Santa Fe. And she is with us this morning outside in the opera's cantina. Susanna Phillips, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's my pleasure. I imagine it's a bit like coming home for you. You kind of came of age professionally.
I cut my teeth here. I learned the ropes here. I've done many of the Mozart women here, and I feel like I found my voice here in a certain way that does make it feel quite like home.
The last time we spoke here on this patio was in 2008, when you were here for first time to sing The Countess. So that's 5 years past. The Countess is quite an interesting character, and there's a lot going on in this part and in this situation. Has your approach to her, impression of her, changed in those 5 years?
My initial impression of her hasn't changed. But it has certainly gained a lot of depth in the time that has passed since I first did this part. The wonderful thing about the Santa Fe Opera for me is that they really put their faith in me and let me do these Mozart roles for the first time here. And since then, I've explored the roles in other productions. And so as I revisit this production, I'm finding things in it that I hadn't found before, or I'm finding things in her character that I'd like to change and do differently. And it's been a fascinating experience for me as an actress to re-explore her character.
And also the music. I would imagine the music is so rich that every time you come to it, there's something new that you find in it.
I could listen to The Marriage of Figaro every single day. I think it's my desert island piece. Every time you hear it, you hear something different, something new. It's perfect for a first-time opera goer and perfect for a seasoned opera veteran. It runs the gamut of all emotions and maintains a sense of simplicity that is very rare and unique to Mozart. And it's a very collegial cast. Everyone sounds totally unique in their part. That's rare. I think a lot of times when you go to an opera, some people begin to sound very generic, and nobody sounds like anybody else in this piece. So I feel very privileged, frankly, to be back here and to be singing this piece with this cast.
Where to next, Susanna?
I'm going immediately from Santa Fe. I fly to Alabama. I began a small chamber music festival in Huntsville, Alabama.
And so
my hometown. So we're doing a week of concerts there. I'm doing a world premiere there by Christopher Weiss. And then I leave on the 2nd of September and start rehearsals on the 3rd at the Met for Così fan tutte with James Levine and Isabel Leonard and Matthew Polanzani. I mean, it's like a dream.
How much of this is what you planned?
I kind of have just been following this path that I never planned. So in a way, I think it's allowed me to be very free because I don't have a lot of pressure on myself to achieve certain goals by a certain time. And it also allows me to really appreciate everything that I get to do. So the opportunity to be back at the Santa Fe Opera singing The Marriage of Figaro is equally dear to me as the opportunity to go to the Metropolitan Opera and sing Così fan tutte with James Levine for very different reasons. And for equally powerful ones.
Soprano Susanna Phillips sings The Countess in The Marriage of Figaro.
At least I try. Sorry.
The first performance is Saturday night in the opening weekend for the Santa Fe Opera's 2013 season. Mozart's comedy continues through August 23rd. For tickets and for a season schedule, visit santafeopera.org. Susanna, such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith. Thanks to Tristan Klum for engineering.